to lift the glass. Oh, don't look down. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They practiced all year long. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
All right, welcome back to the Caleb Shambly Show. Here, episode 4. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, of course, as always. We are here with special guest from last week, Leo Lee, and a new surprise special guest, Aditya Gupta. Guys, you want to introduce yourselves?
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. My name's Aditya, currently a sophomore here at Tufts with Leo.
Hello, this is Leo Lee. It's nice to see you all here. And I'm going to adjust my microphone a little bit.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing about today is
okay. We
are still in Studio B, I want to say. I forget what it's called, but regardless, it's the small studio that only has two mics, so Leo and Aditya will be sharing a mic.
Wait, are we turning on these speakers? Like these headphones?
Because
I'm
hear?
Not hearing. I can't.
It doesn't matter. Just you don't
oh,
need to hear
okay. Hello. Okay. I think.
Yeah,
so I think I can hear
it's
right
like
now.
Like we got
okay.
One listener currently. That would be Valentin Siskin listening mm-hmm. in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So we got, of course, a global following, as everybody knows. We've established that by now.
Oh, wow.
So please go ahead and ask any questions to either of the guests or myself. Just in the meantime, we can start off with doing our weekly segment of NFL Day in Review. So apparently my mic is not loud enough. Hello, hello?
Hello, yeah. You have to turn it up a little bit, right?
Well, it should be working.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Well, yeah, sure. Okay. So, what do we have today? This is not telling me the games. As Valentin's got a question coming up in just a second. We know there's a bit of a delay here, about a 15-second delay, so it's going to take a while. So, yeah, I guess the mic's working now. So we had Thursday night, of course, big game for you Patriots fans out there. We beat the Jets 27-14. Drake May, another great game. Diggs had a huge game, so that's huge. And then today, unfortunately, I was pretty busy with schoolwork, so I wasn't watching many of the games, but here we have them right in front of us. Looks like the Dolphins got a win over the Commanders. That's kind of a nothing game. I mean, neither of those teams have really any playoff aspirations at this point. You got the injury to Jaden Daniels, of course, and then the Dolphins are just a mess. So that's a big win for them, I guess. I'm surprised their coach hasn't gotten fired yet. But that should be coming up in any week soon. Anyways, Panthers-Falcons. Okay, the Panthers win 30-27 in OT. I'm going to have to watch the highlights for that game. Bryce Young, 448 passing yards. That's got to be some kind of record. That's amazing. So, big win for the Panthers. They might have an outside shot at the playoffs now. The Falcons are not looking good at all. Moving on to the next game, we had the Bucks and the Bills. And the Bills, huge win, staying right there in the wild card, spot behind the Patriots. They have a shot at the division in this one. Beat the Bucks in a high-scoring game, 44-32. Yeah, so
it is in fact a record.
Oh wow! I guess I just that was a good shout by me. Yeah, you know, Bryce Young, congrats on the record, big man. I'm sure you're out there listening. So congrats. Yeah. So Bills playoff picture. They're right there in the fight with the Patriots. That Patriots Bills game in a few weeks is going to be huge. You had the Texans over the Titans, pretty irrelevant. You had the Bears over the Vikings in that division. So that's a big win for the Bears. They have a shot at the playoffs. It's really the Bears and the Panthers fighting for that third wild card spot, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Vikings are pretty much done now. Packers, of course, over the Giants. Packers are still hanging on pretty safely to that wild card spot. The Giants have no shot at the playoffs at all. You got the Bengals in a... Oh, Steelers in a blowout win over the Bengals. Yeah, Joe Flacco... He had his run, but it's just about up. You had the Steelers hanging on to that division, but not for long. I think the Ravens are hot on their tails. You had the, wow, Jaguars 35-6 over the Chargers. That's a huge surprise. Wow, so that changes the picture big time in the AFC. You got the Jaguars here really looking at a very serious spot for the playoffs there, and the Chargers might not be in. I mean, they're still in the picture as it stands today, but really, I mean, this is a competitive conference now. The Jaguars are really making a push. You got the Rams over the Seahawks. That's a huge win. They're really probably safely in the lead of that division now. Seahawks will probably still be a wild card team. That also looked like it was a close game, so I'll probably watch the highlights. You got the Niners over the Cardinals, 41-22. No surprise there. Jacoby Brissett with 452 passing yards. Can I get a check on that? The record for the Cardinals passing yards record. He's also a nobody, a backup quarterback, and he drops 452 passing yards. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's probably Carson Palmer, but that might be the record too. We might have had two records in one day from two pretty awful quarterbacks.
He actually sets an NFL record for completions today.
But not for passing yards. Wow. So we have two... This is pretty interesting. We have two record-setting performances by I'm going to say it, largely irrelevant and pretty terrible quarterbacks in this league. We got Bryce Young with the 448 passing yards and Jacoby Brissett with the 47 completions in a loss. So there you go. Congrats on the record and, I guess, the loss as well. Then you got the Ravens over the Browns. No surprise there. Ravens are coming for the Steelers in that division. Then you got the big win for the Chiefs over the – oh, no, the Broncos beat the Chiefs. Excuse me. Wow, that's pretty huge. So the Chiefs are not in the playoffs as it stands today, which I'm very happy about. But I would be surprised if they don't end up in the playoffs. Broncos have the one seed maybe in the conference. It's the Broncos and Patriots fighting for that one seed in the conference right now. But Broncos are definitely comfortably in the playoffs. And finally, Sunday night game, Eagles 16-9 win over Detroit. Yeah, it's a big win for the Eagles. They're number one seed in the NFC now, and Detroit, they'll stay in the playoffs. But there you go. That's your NFL recap for today. Let's go ahead and get to... Oh, no, this is not my PSA. I need to say a PSA.
Is it in the booklet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all good. All right, got to get a PSA, and then we can get to some more questions. Please send in your questions. You know the number. What PSA should I go with? Any ideas? Why?
Let's just get to a random one, I guess.
Okay. Organ donation PSA.
Wow.
That's an interesting photo.
Interesting.
I know you can't really see that on the radio, because that's not really how radio works. But anyways... Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. Let that sink in.
Ooh-wee mama.
That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. Looks like there's a word crossed out there, but we can forget about that. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.dot.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so that's done. Do we have any questions? Here we go. Went to see Oasis last night. Are any of you familiar with their repertoire? And if so, what's your top 3 songs? I am familiar with, I believe, just the one. What's the popular song they have?
Who is Oasis?
You don't know who Oasis is. Well, this is, I guess, a solid chance to play one of their songs.
Are they having a new release?
Let me find it on Wonderwall. That's their famous song.
Oh, okay.
So, Leo, are you familiar with Oasis?
The band?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, just I don't listen to that.
So, Leo, yeah, like I said, we should probably go ahead and find an Oasis song. Valentine, do you have any recommendations other than Wonderwall, which, of course, is a great song, a great, great song, I might add. Let me add that to the playlist real quick. Fade Away by Oasis. Okay, I haven't heard that one. I'll definitely add it to the list for sure. No doubt about it. Fade Away. Not by Logic. There's a lot of songs called Fade Away, believe it or not. Oasis. Okay, there you go. Let's first add it to the playlist, and then we can go ahead and give it a listen. Thanks for the recommendation, Valentin.
Thank you.
Yes,
I just realized this channel is called The Caleb Shambly Theory.
Yeah, I mean, I named it The Caleb Shambly Show. For
okay.
some reason, they weren't a fan of that name, and they made me...
Yeah, it's definitely a good name.
I like The Caleb Shambly Show, just yeah. keeping it simple. It kind of has some alliteration going on there with Shambly Show, and they just switched it to Theory, and I have no idea why.
You could always go with the classic, The Caleb Shambly Conjecture, you know.
Yeah, no, that
I'm
sounds
not,
even better,
I'm not a
perhaps.
Fan of that at all. I'm sorry. There's no conjecturing going on. I just like to keep it simple. All right. So, enjoy. Fade Away by Oasis. Here we go.
All right, people, are we back?
We are back. Here we are.
Okay, so now we're getting a listener far away from China, which is my middle school friend. I know you don't have an English name, but guys, let's get a greet from the U.S., all right?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
What's his name?
Okay. Bro, can you hear us? If you can actually hear us, just go 发个微信. Okay, I'm going to speak a little bit of Chinese. And I'm pretty sure my friend, he doesn't speak English that well.
That's okay.
But just believe it or not, he did one of his English exam, top one of the class.
Oh,
not the
God.
Class, like the forum class, like out of 40 people, top one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's making a lot of solid progress on English.
Fella.
Yeah, but also notice there's like a 15 seconds delay, so you might not be hearing us like...
Yeah, it's going to take a minute for... There you go.
Oh, wait. Are you... Quarantine, are you listening with your friends in China? What the hell?
We might have multiple listeners in China.
That's insane.
We are going international, baby.
This is super international.
Yeah, we're very global at this point.
All right, can we go through the names of the three people?
Yes.
Again? All right, you start first.
Of who?
Like our name,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Our names. Okay. My name is Caleb Shambly.
And I'm Leo Lee.
And my name is Aditya Gupta. And
all right, just recognize our voices.
There you go. We're going to hopefully drop some questions. Can you...
You got some questions?
Yeah.
Quarantine, you got anything you wanted to ask? You got to stop the radio, he just said he had to stop the radio when he is typing to me, so it's kind of awkward.
On his phone.
Yeah, wait, that happens?
Guess if you're listening on your phone, then...
Oh, yeah, well, that's something that we should really fix.
I don't know how to troubleshoot that, but on my phone, you can actually, listen and type at the same time, so...
Interesting. Yeah, it's an unfortunate problem, but we're happy to have you as a listener. We appreciate it here at the Caleb Shambly Show. Yeah, Valentin, still listening, of course, from Argentina. So if you also have questions, we'll be happy to take any of those for either of our guests, of course. We had a pretty fun weekend, I would say. If we want to elaborate on that, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, here comes the weekend. I don't know, but just... It's kind of special because it was actually my birthday. It was a birthday weekend, and I'm officially turning 20. And that's... What makes it special is that I had one of my best birthday of my lifetime with all of the people I know from Tufts. And, okay, on Friday night, I first went to this TUTV comedy with... I'm not sure if... any of you were there, but I was pretty decent. And then after that, yeah, we had a little pregame thing. Are we going to mention that?
No.
Or not really? Okay. Because I really have no idea what to say.
It's okay. You can say whatever you
sure.
want.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, because honestly, there's only a few people will be listening, yeah. So we're all good. And then we went to CBT with most of us mostly drunk.
Not that.
No, I'm just joking. We were sober most of the time. We didn't get to...
Yeah.
Well, Aditya, you got something to say?
Oh, I was just going to say happy belated birthday, Leo, once
absolutely.
Again.
Thank you, Aditya
love
and Jamfli.
Love you. Valentin says happy birthday.
Thank you all.
Big 20.
Yeah, and what's also mentionable is that all of us had a 3-day in a row thing, for this... Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're all staying up super late.
Yeah, super late.
That's my only 3-day in a row weekend.
Yeah.
Up until now, ever since the school.
Unfortunately, come 6 hours from now, we'll be full into the week. Which is okay, because we still got next weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got to keep that in mind the whole time. That's really...
Oopsie. It's fine.
It's okay.
This is my friend from China. He's texting me.
You
can see the translation. Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. So.
What's next?
3-day birthday bender. That's right.
What is?
What is next? Even? Do you want to play some music? And if we don't have any questions, we can play some music real quick and let the questions come on in.
I think we'll be getting some questions pretty soon.
All right. Well, let's just.
I'm not sure.
Go ahead and get something going just for a little bit, and we can stop it whenever that those questions come. We'll go to Praise Jah in the Moonlight by YG Marley just mm-hmm. in a second.
Wonderful choice, I must say.
Oh, Valentin wants to call in.
Oh, definitely.
So he'll call in after this song, Praise Jah in the Moonlight, so we'll set that up. But yeah, now let's go ahead and put on the song. Enjoy.
They say the sun and I shine for all, but I in some people world yet never shine at all. These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give Jah the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the song.
Have
our first ever listener from Argentina, and probably in WMFO history, if I'm going to be honest. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Valentin Siskind. I just got a call first. But
also, shout out to Rakshi Rangaprasad from our very own Somerville.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Hello. Yes, you are on air, Valentin. Welcome to the show. Wait. Go ahead, talk. Sorry about that.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Valentin. We can all hear you.
Hello,
wait,
Leo.
It should be working because I just turned on.
Yeah, I think it's working.
Can you talk?
Is it?
I don't think it.
Oh, not really?
Wait. I can hear.
No, I can hear. I can hear from... You got to put on your headset.
I have to put on the headset?
Yeah, because...
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello? Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, I just had to put on the headset.
Hello,
exactly.
Okay, so, yeah. Welcome to the show. Do you have any questions for either of our guests?
Yeah, big fan. By the way, I just want to start out, big fan of the Caleb Chamley theory. You know, I'm really, really excited to be a part of the show today. I see we have another listener here in the chat, so I want to say hi to you, Jay.
Yeah, what's up?
And my question is, you know, we have such a great historical figure in Tom Brady, you know, historic Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback.
Absolutely.
My question is, two people I would like you to compare to him.
Two people.
Two people, based on similarities in football IQ, play style, facial structure, important.
Facial structure.
Those two people are Drake May and Caleb Patrick Chamley. Who is more similar to Tom
Brady? Okay, so unfortunately, we are not allowed to say my middle name on air. So
Caleb Chamley.
Regardless of that, the question was, they can hear you on air, but the only reason I'm repeating it is because Aditya can't hear it because he doesn't have the headset.
Oh, yeah, we should.
There's only two headsets.
Can you just play, like, everything?
I don't know why it's not playing through that speaker.
Oh, okay.
The question was to compare Tom Brady to both Drake May and myself. let's start off with comparing Tom Brady to Drake May. I think that's a pretty unfair comparison, especially at this point in the young man's career. He's a very talented individual. He's, I would argue, a top 10 quarterback in the league right now. In fact, he's got the highest odds to win the MVP this year over guys like Patrick Mahomes, over guys like Josh Allen. So that's a big deal. Now, comparing him to a guy like Tom Brady, that's just not a fair comparison at all. The guy has 7 Super Bowl rings. Drake May has 0, okay? And I'm not saying it's impossible as we lose Valentin there, which is okay because that's all we needed from him. I'm not saying it's impossible for Drake May to ever get to that level, but I do think it's highly unlikely when we have such a generational talent like Tom Brady. It's so incredibly unlikely for a guy to get to 5 Super Bowl rings, never mind 7. So, I mean, I love Drake May. I really do. But I don't love that comparison to Tom Brady. I don't think he has to be compared to Tom Brady. I think you can be a great player like he is without having to be compared to Tom Brady. But unfortunately, that comparison is inevitable with the team there in New England. And then the second comparison, you mentioned myself versus Tom Brady. So I'm not really much of a quarterback, to be honest. But facially, I do have a similarity. I have to say, I do look pretty similar to Tom Brady. I've been told many times. In fact, back when I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, one of my coworkers, shout out Dwayne, if you're out there listening, I don't know, he used to actually call me Tom Brady because that's how similar I was facially to him, which is pretty extraordinary if you ask me. Yeah, and then he says, please show visual comparison for Caleb versus Brady. That's not going to work. That's not really how radio works. but I appreciate the sentiment.
the person?
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate the question, Valentin. On to any other questions for myself or especially Leo or Aditya, either of the two guests, we'd really love to answer. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show, Valentin.
Also, shout out to Nishesh out there, also from Somerville, Mass.
Oh, we got Nishesh listening? Let's go. Sir. We've got quite the audience right now. At least like 5 people, international as well. We got, is your friend still listening?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, just to reiterate, we got friends, we got people listening from Argentina, from China, from, of course, US. But that's, yeah, 3 countries in very different parts of the world. So pretty cool if you ask me. You guys have anything to add there? I'd be happy to change the topic to something else.
We're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all good. What about this? I'm not sure if my friend from China is still listening. I guess he is because he's got a lot of free time. But shall we talk about something that is like more daily, that about how the college life would look like in the U.S. because that's like everything's new to him,
yeah,
basically.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's talk about U.S. college.
It's gonna be basically daily stuff. But my first question is actually a question from me because he's so concentrated that I'll ask for him. Like my first and foremost question would be, what is the top three, like the top three biggest differences you think? Like in between the U.S. and Chinese college systems, like you think from your perspective, like without any knowledge of the Chinese colleges.
I would just be guessing, to be honest, because I've never been to China. I don't know if I'm qualified to answer this question.
No, I mean, it's like you can just make a guess, like at what part you think the difference will kick in. Like, what is something that we have here but it's never existed in China? Like, I can think of a lot. Like, I can give you some hints. Like, and like in the first place, it's actually the reason why I'm asking is that I think you two can provide like a super special perspective that I never thought about. Right? Yeah. The first thing is we actually don't have this kind of single or double or triple room in China. Like every single dorm room could hold like 4 people or 6 or 8, 4 to 6 to 8. Yeah, that's one major difference. And also, along with dormitory, in China, we don't have a dryer. At least for the school, my friend that is listening to this radio he went to, they don't have a dryer. They have a lot of washers. They just don't have dryers. What's wrong with that? I don't know. It's just absurd. And second, I think what's kind of special is that, okay, this is going to be about relationship, all right? That's an interesting topic we all wanted to discuss more about. But in China, I don't think boys and girls, not even college, they talk to each other that much.
Oh, you didn't mention that before.
Yeah.
That's,
like,
that's really
as friends. I don't think they make friends, like, normally, but they do, like, have romantic relationship. That's something, like, outside of friendship, right? But in the U.S., I could still see there are a lot of, like, this kind of friendship existing.
Yeah.
You can see a bunch of people that we have half boys, half girls hanging out. Got anything to say, did you?
Sure. I'll go ahead and also like put in. I'll maybe comment with a few assumptions I'm taking from my knowledge of like the Indian college system, which I assume like has a few similarities at least with the Chinese college system. So I'd say number one, probably first and foremost, we probably have a lot more, I guess, freedom on campus, you know, like there's like really no monitors or none of those type of people really watching what we do.
You're getting it super right.
Thank you. Yeah. And I guess like with your point with relationships, yeah, I guess like it's extremely, extremely normal here to like have intergender friendships. And I feel like honestly, like with our social standards, you might be sort of standing out if you don't. You know, and that probably leads to an influx of dating, you know, compared to the Chinese system, I'd imagine.
Well, here's the thing. Although we don't have a lot of friendship in between guys and girls, but dating is like normal. It's also pretty common in China, but just through a virtual way. Like people know each other. Probably most of the time they chat through like all the social media. So, oh, Someone is asking a question?
No, we just got some comments. Like, nice. People are super fascinated about these facts.
How to date Chinese girls?
Yeah. That's a good one, Leo.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I never, really unfortunately, never had a girlfriend.
Leo, back is this in... projection?
No, not a question.
No.
Projection.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
No, like, never had means back in high school and middle school. Doesn't mean college, all right?
Yeah, you know, I know. I was just like, no, that's a great insight as well. Just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the people were very interested in the culture difference there in China. So we appreciate the perspective you added there. Yeah, Valentine wants to discuss the Trump and Bill Clinton rumors. We're definitely not going to get into that on this show.
Honestly,
it's incredibly inappropriate.
The Epstein files.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there are so many good places from online you could discuss that about, especially for like. This is just maybe not here, not tonight.
Well, what do you have to say about it, Leon?
I got nothing to say.
All I have to say is, God bless America.
Okay.
God bless everyone.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, also, there's my friend. He's texting me about the relationship thing in China. That, according to a rumor, that there are a lot of people that they basically. Okay, here's the thing. It's also kind of like, I'm diverting the topic back.
Yeah, please.
So like, what is the most common... Actually, this is my question for you two. What is the most common place for like, dating couples to have some special activities? Like,
oh, I don't...
Yeah, is it mostly just dorm rooms?
I don't know about that.
Because that feels to me... Because we have something called sexile, right? That means it just happens in the dorm room. Please, this is a serious discussion. No. Here.
Apologies.
No, you're good.
Anyways, yes, I would assume so. That it would be with the dorms.
Reaction,
like I don't know where else one would.
Yeah, like I'm just kind of curious. Like if like say we have a couple in college that they wanted to have this thing happen, do they like just do it in dorm or they will find a hotel?
Oh no, I mean maybe if you're like hella rich, or like, oops, I'm not supposed to say that. But like, maybe if you have a lot of money, you could get a hotel room. But most over 75% of college students, we do not have that type.
Yeah,
of money.
Yeah, and here kicks in the major difference, because in China, basically, you don't have sex in dorm rooms. Imagine that there's actually five other people might be staying there while you have sex, and also we all got the bunk beds, so that's why. Like, having sex in the normal college dorm room is never going to be possible. So what they usually do is 80 or 90% of them, actually all of them, they just, like, go out to find a hotel. And this in Chinese is called kaifang. It's basically, kaifang basically means, like get a hotel room, but that implies that you're having sex with a person that you're dating
like,
with.
Like saying get a room.
Yeah, yeah. Get a room means having sex or hooking up with someone.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so yeah, I can tell the difference.
Wait,
that,
was this a culture shock for you, Leo?
No, it wasn't a culture shock. It's just like super trivial. Like I said, I didn't realize that it's such a significant difference.
Sure. This is very interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. For the Chinese listener, Huaqing, we are definitely not. We are not talking about sexual harassment. Don't get us wrong. You are super bad at English listening, please.
Okay, yeah, that's
because he's texting me about that. You're getting things wrong.
Oh, yeah, we're.
Come on, I'm gonna talk to you like later. All right, it's serious.
So we got some misunderstanding.
Hope this
there.
Doesn't confuse any other listeners around the world. We're having a okay. Next time we should have only like. People that are fluent in English listening to this,
no,
or there'll
okay.
be a lot of confusion happening.
Welcome to listen. We welcome all guests.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just joking. It's open to everyone. Just adds to a little bit atmosphere.
Yeah, I just want
to
make sure we're being clear about.
Oh, it's fine. He got it, I think.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We cleared everything up. Hopefully the FCC is not really listening right now.
Hopefully.
You know. Yeah, I don't know, because the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, does tend to tune in about 90 to 85% of the time.
Wow.
Is that even real?
why would you whisper if you're going to lean into the mic? No, it's a joke. I don't think they ever listen. They don't have that much of a staff.
I'll be their staff one day. I like stalking on things.
Okay.
All right, Leo. All right, Leo.
That was a joke. Leo, what's going on?
No, just joking. Yeah, seriously.
It's a joke. All right. We got some more comments here on my end. It looks like in China there are a lot more options for affordable hotels. I mean,
well, yeah, that's super true. Like, you can get a hotel within, like, but those are going to be pretty poor. 3-star for, like, $50 for one night.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
$40.
That sounds like motels over here, not bad.
Yeah,
not
but like, think about that. That's already 3 or 4-star in China. It's a valid hotel, not
a
motel.
Wow.
Yeah, like, everything's way cheaper in China, so I think it's just a common knowledge, probably.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to a couple new listeners.
Great. Nishange.
Jay Rothberg and Max Zhang. Zhang, is that how you say it?
Jing.
Zhang? Jing. Yeah, well, yeah, both of them.
Or Max. Is Max on, like, is he listening at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice, Max.
We got a couple.
Thanks
got
for the show,
Jew.
Yo!
No,
Yo! That was a bad one, right?
That was a joke, by the way, for our listeners.
Yeah, it was a deliberately made joke. I felt it did something wrong.
Leo the comedian out here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what to say.
It's actually an inner joke, something.
It is an
inside joke.
Yeah,
yes,
inside
that's
joke.
Correct. That's
happens
correct.
To be an inside joke for those of you who don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? Unless Caleb has some more comments from our listeners, let's turn it back to some of Leo's origins.
Uh-huh.
Do you, Caleb, do you have any more comments from our listeners?
As long as we can keep the topics.
Sure. So Leo, one question I've always had that I'm not sure if I've ever asked you is,
no,
coming from halfway across the world, how did you end up choosing Tufts, which is such a small school? I don't think even people like 3 states away even know what Tufts is.
Well, exactly. That's all. It's like a pretty common question for me. Like, other than asking why studying abroad, it's the second most common question people ask me about, and I think. For that, my shortest and most straightforward answer would be Tufts is the single best school that I can get in around Boston area. Boston area means a lot to me. So in the first place, it's having probably the top safety nets in the U.S., also acceptable weather, also top medical resources, also top job opportunities. And I would never get into MIT or Harvard, so, or probably not even Boston College, then just takes us to Tufts.
You
can
get into Boston.
Tufts is better than Boston College.
Well, yeah, also because of that.
Okay.
So it's like the third best college at Boston area that it's the simply the best because the top two I will never get into.
You heard it right here, folks. Boston is the best, baby.
Yeah.
It is, like, fully acknowledged,
we got
I would say.
Another question from Jay. He's asking, what is worse about American college life as opposed to Chinese college life?
Good question, Jay.
That's for you, Leo.
You know, I just had this sort of discussion with my friend, who is listening to this radio. He's right now in China. We had a little discussion about how's, like, daily life going on in China. So, is he asking about the difference, or can I check out
the
question?
Yeah, the question
I wasn't paying
is...
attention. Oh, what's worse?
About American
the worst
life.
Part. Like, are you trying to see, like, what's better, perhaps, in China? Or it's
yes,
just simply...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I think, like, in many senses, U.S. colleges are just better, like, generally speaking, compared to most of the college, not only just Chinese colleges
well, no,
around
like,
the world.
What is better in China?
Yeah, that's
compared
well,
to the U.S.
I think China is better... For like from something else, definitely not for his education system. Education system in China is kind of like pretty much short in supply. That's why it's extremely hard to get into a Chinese college.
So you won't give any benefits at
like
all?
Like maybe cheaper education.
Well, much cheaper.
Food.
Not like better food, perhaps to me, but maybe not to you all, because
okay.
I grew up eating those.
I mean,
right?
I love Szechuan food.
Yeah, Sichuan food, Szechuan exactly,
food.
And also Hong Kong food, right?
Yes,
Cantonese.
That's so good.
Yeah, but. Wait, I gotta, you know, I should really think of some of those that Wait. Okay, I think there's one thing that is significantly better, that in most of the major cities in China, you got to, like, super developed public transit. And also, there are shopping malls everywhere, all connected by, like, the subway system. And also, most importantly, I think this kicks everyone the most, that the legal drinking age in China is 18.
That's definitely...
That's something that is beyond...
to the culture, I will say.
So what I'm hearing is spring break in China?
You mean spring... No. Oh, actually, I'm heading back, like, during the winter, so...
Oh, okay.
Even earlier than that.
Might as well tag along with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so basically what happened... Let me elaborate on that. What happens? No. It's something happens in China,
fully legal. Okay.
According to the Chinese government. All right. So basically we're having this kind of... It's also kind of similar to the U.S. that we're having this college complex thing, that we have multiple college, they're gathering in one place. Mm-hmm. And that one place, the economy of that place is mostly like college student focused. So that's why you probably will see a lot of like a night market thing, that you have a bunch of tons of like restaurants all gathered, all like super compact in the shopping mall or on the street. And also like sometimes you see these kind of like home run bars.
That does sound
it's
nice.
It's not like a chain, nice. But it could be really, really cheap. And also you have a lot of barbecue thing. Barbecue in China is kind of like...
Barbecue.
It's... I don't know how to say that, but it feels kind of different because, like, they could just have all of their stalls on the street. It's pretty much random. Yeah.
Like street food.
Yeah, street barbecue.
That stuff sounds so good, man. Like, yeah. I wish we had that over here.
And also, one thing that is super, I think, popular in China would be crawfish.
We got that in the south.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Big time, big time.
小龙虾. All
right. Well, it sounds like Caleb's got something.
The other question, also from Jay, was, he asks, do you wish that we had in the U.S.? Oh, that's the same question pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's how, like,
The main question is like
how
the,
it looks
the
like.
Cultural differences,
college,
I guess.
Basically.
We've gotten into this a little bit, like mm-hmm. the cultural differences in college, the Chinese versus American, but I think you've already got into it if you want.
Yeah, I think we talked about that already.
Yeah. That's definitely pretty cool with the...
Oh, by the way, just to mention, my friend just texted me that tuition in China is significantly much, much cheaper.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So it's like... It's like 7 or 8K every year.
Oh wow!
I don't think that's actually real. Well, that 7K is like in RMB. Mm. So if you count the exchange rate, you gotta divide that by 7.
Wow.
Right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, but still, if you don't got to pay too much, you don't have the service. So facilities in Chinese colleges are generally worse. Like I said, you're having this 6 people or 8 people dorm, which you're probably not gonna sex out everyone, so.
Yeah, I mean, if it's you and your guys, man, you could have like.
And also, they have bunk bed. That's insane. You don't wanna do that on a bunk bed, right? Oh, let's just skip this. No,
okay.
I mean, yeah, it's totally fine.
It's probably not listening.
Definitely no.
I would have been arrested at this point.
Yeah, like if they're gonna arrest us, they.
FCC agent, I love you.
All
right.
Yeah, we all love you.
But Yeah, that was some interesting stuff. I'm getting a little tired here. We still got 7 minutes left in this show.
Shall we leave this for a song?
Do you want to play a song?
I do.
Okay,
I want to play some electronic music.
Yeah,
honestly, some
EDM.
Can we have some Avicii songs?
Avicii?
Ooh,
yeah,
like
Avicii means like
got some OG,
it's a super special like producer to me.
Because
it's like I got to know him in 2017. That was still back in elementary school.
Yeah.
But, like, it was only in the 2018 he passed away. And,
that's quite unfortunate.
You know, like, all apt would be reminiscence. Can we have...
Do you have a particular song in mind?
What about the song called The Days? Or, like...
The Days is
great. Yeah, The Days.
Yeah, The Days is a good one. The Days by... I think I spelled his name wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Okay, let me just add it to the playlist and then we'll be good to go. All All right, you're about to listen to The Days by Avicii. Yeah, hopefully you enjoy this one.
Under the tree where the grass don't grow, we made a promise to never get old. You had a chance and you took it on me, and I made a promise that I couldn't keep.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry for the delay on that one. Just some technical difficulties. Yeah. Anyways, we don't have a lot of time left, unfortunately. Station identification, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all so very much for listening. We appreciate every single one of you. Yep. Yeah, so that's pretty much the show. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I guess love y'all. Stay safe out there in a world of of growing chaos, just spread love, you know, spread love.
Great message.
Yeah, spread love. And we all know this is broadcasting literally all around the world.
I'm grateful.
And
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I mean, this is